And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right. Garage Sale Gloat. A solid month of garage sailing. Hitting our fourth week. The weather has stayed conducive to garage sailing.
We got a little close.
It was. They were predicting rain today. They still have like a 20% chance of rain right about now. But
it rained last night.
Yeah.
Hence the puddles.
Make my lawn happy anyway.
Well,
so
that's a relief.
We already hit a garage sale before we even got to record our intro because it was right down the street from our house, and I bought a big old bean bag. Fuzzy bean bag for my cat. It's like a small bean bag for like maybe a little kid, but it'll be a gigundous enveloping bean bag for my cat, and she will probably...
They tend to like big, soft things to sit on.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the same color as our carpeting and wall, so, you know, I might as well go for the matching decor, and everyone knows that our cat rules our house. It's our cat's house. It's all for the cat. It's
Look
all
at
for
you.
Bernice.
Decor.
Hey, we're in a classy house now. We're living a classy life, okay?
Okay.
We're matching shit.
So you're saying you've got a classy...
When I say we, it's me. I'm the one... I've been picking out all this stuff, but, like, yeah. We've got this 50s time capsule house that we lucked into.
And a classy cat.
And a classy cat, so we might as well, and we're old, so we might as well start making stuff match.
For those of you who don't
Instead
know...
Instead of just packing our house full of junk. We'll see in 5 years.
For those of you who don't know, Classy Cat is actually the name of the strip club in Rochester.
And it's, spoiler, it's not super classy. It's not. I actually been to the Classy Cat once. I'm not a strip club guy. I have no urge to go in. I don't know. I used to go to pagan festivals where there were naked women just running around.
Yeah.
That I could see, that I saw. And the idea of paying to go watch somebody get naked and not even there being the possibility of hooking up with them or whatever. What is that? What is that?
Well,
it's too the whole concept of it's a little too creepy for me.
We'll have to take that into a different podcast because I can't tell you some things that we would do. I guess scientifically is experiments when we would go as far as like cause and effect,
like,
things of that nature.
Like strippers, I've been to two bachelor parties with strippers.
I think I was there at both of those.
Yes, you were. And the first one, the Carmen one, was one of the most embarrassing. It was just embarrassing. It was
Carmen.
At Carmen's bachelor party. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Carmen's bachelor party? It went bad?
No, I don't think I was there for that.
How are you not at Carmen's bachelor party?
I don't think I was there for that. I really don't.
At Mark Martin's house? Where they had it set up.
Oh, that was Mark Martin's bachelor party.
No. Mark Martin's was in back at Chris Bunce's house.
No, I didn't go to Carmen's bachelor party.
Oh, geez. Well, lucky you. You've never heard the stories?
I went to Dave Rapp's bachelor party.
I did not go to Dave Rapp's bachelor party.
There was exposure there.
Well, at Carmen's, they had it set up to where it was going to be a bachelor party. It was a... There were a lot of people from his work in offices there.
Oh, that's why.
And they were like, oh, there's going to be naked girls. But they set it up with me to where Mark came in and told them all, hey, listen, our neighbor's kind of picky.
Right.
And if we get too loud, she's going to complain or call the cops.
Right.
And I'm like, well, fuck that, dude. It's noon. This was the role that I had to play.
Oh.
Because obviously the neighbor was the stripper that showed up.
Oh.
So I was just like, no way, man. You know, this is, there's, they can't noise complaint you till 10 o'clock.
I think I walked in on that.
And so, like, and meanwhile, all the office guys are super wimps, and they're like, we'll be quiet. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, turn up the music, and I'm like yelling, and I'm like, I hope the neighbor doesn't find this too loud. And Mark would be like, hey, cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it out. And then all of a sudden, knock on the door, and it's stripper going like, hey, turn the music down, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I'm like, no, fuck you. We're having a bachelor party here. And everybody's like, no, we'll be quiet, man. We'll be quiet. And trying to shut me up. And I'm like, no, fuck you. We're having our bachelor party here. You know, this is not out of hand. You can go ahead and call the cops and make a noise, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, it's not the noise. It's just that this music sucks. And then she goes, why don't I just put my own music in? She puts a tape in with, like, Welcome to the Jungle on it. And then starts taking her clothes off. And these idiots fucking... It wasn't until she was doing lap dances for a half hour that they were like, this isn't the neighbor, is it? No, you doofus, it's not the neighbor. It's not the neighbor.
Sounds like an RIT party.
And then it turned out one of the guys there was kind of creepy. And she had obviously had some sort of experience with it before.
Oh,
here
yeah.
We go with another 20-minute story at the beginning of Garage Sale Glow. But she saw this guy, and they saw each other and were like, oh, no, bad. And so he was trying to, like, but she was just like, I know you from somewhere. He's like, no. And, well, just to get rude about it, at one point there was a dildo involved.
Oh, yes, and I do remember that.
She took the dildo out and threw it at his chest.
Yes.
It bounced off his chest. He goes, oh, now I got that shit all over my chest.
Yes.
And she was like, party's over, guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, I do remember that. Because of this.
And she goes, unless he leaves. And he was automatically like, I'll leave. Because he knew.
Right.
He knew why she didn't like him. And he didn't want us to know. So he's like, I'll leave. And Mark was like, no, fuck that. No, this is my party at my guest station. And then the stripper left.
Little did we know that it was his stepsister.
Oh! No, that's just that was just if it was a modern porn story.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, a nice little story before the garage sales, and there you go.
We're on our way. I'm trying to segue, but.
Oh yeah. Well, this all started with the Classy Cat, which is not classy. I went there for, we had an work party for a bar, and we went out to eat, and then afterwards the boss was like, come on, we're all going to the Classy Cat, and I was like, oh, no. Nobody had any money on them. It was just embarrassing. Anyway, so.
I will say this, at one point in my career, at one point in my life, when I was in the transition of graduating college, Johnny Bueno was contemplating a career in being a strip club DJ.
I had job offers from Jeanette. If I wanted to move out to San Francisco, I could have been a DJ at one of the big ones in San Francisco.
I used to practice, like, gentlemen, put your hands together for Sasha. How's that? Is that pretty good?
Crystal. You just had to sit home and practice stripper names.
Yeah, exactly. So, I told my mom that. She got pissed. Would you stop? Jesus!
Can't, won't, and don't stop.
Yep, so we're actually en route to that place that we were supposed to go to last week. And actually, this is kind of the continuation because I tried to go see him earlier this week, like on Monday and Tuesday, knowing he had a full setup. But he canceled on us because it was too hot.
Okay.
And it was. It was pretty hot. It was pretty muggy out.
So not sitting out in the hot without his comics or sitting out in the, or I don't know. Sounds like he doesn't want people in his house.
No, it's outdoors. He sets it all up outdoors.
That's what I'm saying. He probably had air conditioning in his house and didn't want to invite us in to look at the comics.
He didn't want to bring them out because it was hot and he didn't want them to get ruined.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay.
But it's more of his records. He's got a ton of records.
Wimp.
I don't know what your deal is, man.
I don't like him because of his record prices.
He's a dealer.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you're a dealer, pay for a fucking booth somewhere. Pay for, or if you're that guy, pay for a fucking storefront, or pay for an eBay account.
All right.
You know, if you're a dealer, get your tax number. He wants to be a garage sailor. He wants to have his record store and sell for full record eBay price, if not more, out of his garage. And that's not how you do a garage sale. Garage sale is to get rid of stuff, not to be a store. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't appreciate those people. I'll go to a store or eBay. eBay, I can send my record back if it's broken, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm going to reserve judgment until we actually go there. Because we've been talking about this for a good 45 minutes of podcast time between last week and this week. And we haven't even been there yet.
Yep.
It's just...
Yep. Oh, I prejudged him. It may not be fair, may not be nice. But guess what? I did it. As soon as I saw the records and he's flipping through, it's like, oh, 30, 30, 50, 20, 15. It's like, okay.
Right.
And they were not that great. Sorry to say, they were not like...
See, I smell opportunity.
Well, yeah, the thing is, the comics might be a good thing because he might not be like that with his comics. He probably will be, though, but he might not be. He might not care about his comics and he might not price them as such. But
all right, I got to get us to the right place here. So,
all right, it's just hard for me. It's hard for me, and sometimes I break and go like, "Yeah, dude, these are not garage sale prices."
Well, no, but there's, you know, my methods.
Yes,
they always let the guard down on something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, and there's also stuff that they'll miss and they price wrong, or they just think that's a stupid comic. So,
right.
Those kiddie comics, I just throw those in for a quarter because they're just kiddie garbage. All right, we're getting close to another garage sale, so I'm going to shut up. Johnny Bueno turned into me at the end of this guy's garage sale, and here I am. Here I am to say, I told you so. I told you so. I totally told us so. Yeah, his prices were pretty high, or his son's prices, or whatever.
Yes.
This guy commits the cardinal sin. I gotta say, I talked him down on mine. I talked like $20 off my total, and I got the Stepford Wives first edition hardcover with a dust cover for $1, and he goes, I got to look this up for you, if not for me. And I'm like thinking, what the hell does that mean? So he looks up the Stepford Wives. He's like, oh, the first one I see is selling for $10, which means someone's got $10 on it. And he's like, but at that point I'd already negotiated the price. But like when you're checking out something and then the person has to take their phone out and eBay it, then they can totally go into the go fuck yourself zone. And let me tell you, I was talking on the last segment here, the first segment we did, about how I'll yell at somebody about this is not a garage sale and it's not a store, and I was sort of going off on the guy. Johnny Bueno here actually yelled at him at the end of it. He was the guy.
Well, he yelled at me. He's like, I gave you a price. I gave you a break. They're all number ones. I'm like, they're not near mint, and they're worth $2 to $3 a piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all they're worth.
Yeah, that's, yeah. He didn't know who he was dealing with. He was trying to sell his son's comics, which were overpriced from, probably have been trying to sell them since like 2000, after they realized that all those 90s comics were. And there's some, like, and I got some good stuff out of there. I got I don't even know what I've never seen this before. Spoof. It's a Marvel satire comic with astronauts and I think it's got Barnabas the vampire on it and the Mod Squad. Yeah, featuring Dark Shadows, Marooned, and the Clod Squad. That had no price on it, and he was like $5, and I was like, okay, but it, then I just offered him $30 for the whole thing. I got the number one of Al Williamson's adaptation of Blade Runner, and the whole set of Hercules, Prince of Power, which was $15, which was a little high, but then again, I didn't pay $15 for it, but I love these comics. I love those comics, and now I've replaced them. And I got three vinyl albums. Don Rickles. Hello, dummy!
Yeah, I found that one for you. My phone is just being an asshole.
Oh, they do that. That's why I don't have those goddamn things. I got Nathaniel the Grublet, A Story, which is a children's album with a comic book in it. And Red Fox, the classic, probably the greatest Red Fox album of all time. Red Fox, you gotta wash your ass.
Dummy.
And, oh boy, it's a good album. The first track on it is called I Hope Your Dog Dies. And the second one is I Talk About Sex Mostly. So, yeah, it was pretty much exactly what we expected, eh?
Yeah, it was. I was pretty hopeful till the end when he was like, yeah, everything's negotiable. Everything's negotiable. It's just like, I guess in the grand scheme of things, $50, $3 a piece is negotiable, but I just wasn't in the mood. I wasn't in the mood to spend $50 of my money on...
You got so many comics that you don't really have... You don't really have to fuck around with stuff, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like you needed those or, you know, or you couldn't find better copies
them.
Or you don't have them or whatever, you know, so it's like...
I was trying to see if I can't find stuff to add to the upcoming comic book convention that we're doing in a few weeks. Maybe we should talk about that with the sneak preview coming up. Since I'm still fiddling around with my phone here.
The sneak preview of what coming up?
Of us doing it Thursday as opposed to the Saturday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, yeah, there's a comic show coming up on a Saturday. And Johnny Bueno and I'll be working at that. So we're going to do a Thursday garage sale run, which is...
Prime!
Yeah. So it'll be a little different. It probably won't seem that different for you. Because we'll just be blabbing and going to garage sales. But it'll be different for us. And really, isn't that what accounts say? You need a hot tub? It's a little...
hot tub!
All I notice is most people that have hot tubs, after a year, they just sit. until they go, do you need a hot tub? No, I do not. I don't need a bread maker or a chicken rotisserie either. All right.
How about a fire pit?
Nope.
Sorry.
No more fire pits at our house.
That was
under
too
normal
soon?
Circumstances. I would have
a... Was that too soon?
I would have a fire pit. My housemate would be having none of a fire pit in our house.
No.
None of it.
No. That was that was Gilbert Gottfried territory right there. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. I can take it. You were probably just seconds away from me making a joke about it, so...
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we'll be back with more garage sales. Hopefully,
we're 2.4 miles away.
It all of a sudden got very overcast, which doesn't bode well, but it does bode well in some ways because people are more eager to sell their shit when it looks like it could potentially rain.
They're
getting their last chance to make some money, so we might get some deals, some rain deals.
Oh, I even got that queued up on this.
Yeah. As we listen to Little Umbrellas by Frank Zappa. All right, we just hit a estate sale. And I got a couple, $3 for two big stainless steel cooking pots.
Yeah, really good deal. They're nice and clean.
Yep, and they are... She's like, they just need a good cleaning. I'm like, they don't even need a good cleaning. They just need a little wiping down. But I have a catering gig this weekend, and those are going to be, one of those is going to be for beef, and the other one's going to be for beans.
I was going to say beans or rice, one of the two.
No, I've got a dedicated pan at home that's perfect for rice. Like, is going to cook rice, like, so beautifully. Did you get anything there?
No. I just like the fact that when you were talking about your rice, you had the same cussed fingers like James T. Kirk.
Well, it's a little Italian. Well, if I did this,
no,
it would be
like,
Italian.
No, you were like this.
Yes.
You were.
James Kirk does the, like, grab the balls
yes.
thing when he
but
does
But you
it.
Were talking about rice. That was
yeah.
the main... What's this? Come on, man.
It's the same one. Some.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's trying to head to Sunita Drive.
He is. He's going to the same place we are, but he just, like... stops in the middle of the road. What did I say earlier? The road is littered with assholes today. Just absolutely littered.
Rochester streets are just a fucking maze of assholes and potholes.
Yep.
And that's no joke either.
This town needs an enema.
I know Scott Gardner's sitting down in Florida shaking his head going, you guys don't know bad
yeah.
drivers.
No, or at least we're like, don't have to avoid alligators.
Well, you know, alligators don't move fast. But in Florida, you got a lot of senior drivers.
Senile drivers, yeah.
The same thing. That guy looked like the kingpin out hosing down his his driveway.
Thanks for that.
Did you get any pictures of the of the living room?
I did.
Excellent. So tune into the Garage Sale Gloat Facebook page and maybe you'll see some pictures of the blue living room in this place. It was fantastic. It was a 50s time capsule house and really cool. By an old spinster, 102 years old, single lady. All right, we'll be back. We got obviously some more garage sales coming. Maybe we'll be able to kick this guy in the truck's ass.
And avoid these potholes.
Wayno's in that kind of mood today. I might be breaking up a fight at some point.
You're out of order!
But then again, I'm not one to break up fights. When something starts, I'm like sort of the more of the let's see how this plays out.
Yeah, that's really Vargas Pike's thing.
Yes. Yes. Well, I used to be a bouncer. Yes. I used to be a bouncer. I wonder if he's listening to me mock him now. Are you listening to me mock you, Pike?
Listen, friend,
why don't
you just have your fun, we're going to have our fun,
why don't you cry a single tear out of your one eye?
Make it a crocodile tear.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. All right, we just went to another sale. All the people have been really nice after the initial prick, so it's going good. Not great pickings at the garage sale, but I got a little... LED strip lights for brand new pack of LED strip lights for $2 here, which I'm going to use to decorate my my computer lab, my music computer lab. You got a cheesy sweater, right?
I got a couple of cool things. I got two NFL apparel Pittsburgh Steelers baseball caps, one black, one gray. I got a Pittsburgh Steelers large, ugly sweater. I got a totally 80s door cover. And I got a Five Nights at Freddy's action figure.
Oh, you grabbed that Five Nights at Freddy's guy in there?
Yeah, it was tucked in my hand, but it was only a quarter. So.
Yeah, you know.
So $5 for everything.
Yeah.
That sweater alone, I can probably get 20, 30 bucks
that's,
for.
That sweater, could be new, but it looks to me like it was 70s, 80s.
No, it's actually new.
It is new?
Yeah, it's like a whole thing now, the ugly sweaters now. And so people, if they don't want to be really too outrageous with ugly sweaters, they just go with their football team and a pseudo-ugly sweater.
Okay.
Born to be mild.
It's fairly ugly, but I don't know. I like anything that's yellow and black for some reason. I like the colors yellow and black together. Although, like, with clothing, it makes you look like you're, like, working construction or something. But anyway, onward. We got some more Was this a one on our stop, or was this?
They both were.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a pocket of like four or five of them all around. So I'm trying to hit as many as I can here. All right, we got that one.
All right, we'll be back. Ah, yes, the wonderful Bobby Bear. We just hit a nice little garage sale. I got a 70s blacklight looking wizard with mushrooms t-shirt. Totally up my alley.
I don't know which way this
you
is.
I know you got a Pink Panther DVD.
I got a Pink Panther
cartoons.
Cartoons, and then I also got Smurfs DVD season one.
Yeah, the first season.
Yeah, those ones
might be good. If the Pink Panther one isn't worth any money, those cartoons are fucking great.
Well, I have actually the box set of some of the Ella DePatie Freeling stuff.
So, like the Aardvark and the Ant and all that stuff.
Right, but I don't have the Pink Panther one.
And the Inspector.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I actually, as a kid, I liked the Aardvark and the Ant ones better than Hey Ant. I just love the, like,
Jackie Mason type.
Jackie Mason voice anteater.
But it actually wasn't Jackie Mason.
No, it was somebody else just doing a Jackie Mason impression.
Well, I don't see that place on Fiesta. I guess we can go the other way. We got nothing but time.
That's true. All right, more to come. All right, we just hit another estate sale. Teeny tiny estate sale, but Johnny Bueno got a little
I pulled out the gold nugget.
Yeah, that basically was the gold nugget there.
A box set, four CDs of Chess Classic Blues. Pretty bit condition except for the corners.
Box set with a little book inside it, looked like.
$2.
Yeah, that'll go on eBay if you don't want it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So no complaints. No complaints. All right, well, we're definitely halfway through the list, and we're 11:30 here.
I know, time has flown today. This may not be a barnstormer like the last couple weeks, because we're just whipping through them. But we'll see. We've been having hour-long garage sale gloat shows, which is like double size. Maybe it's just so exciting from not garage sailing last summer.
Well, kind of. You know, that extra adrenaline the first few weeks, especially when you're talking about what you were doing in the beginning.
A white fire truck. I've never seen a white fire truck before.
Pay no attention to a fire truck.
I don't mind them as long as their sirens aren't going. All right, we'll be back. All right, we just had a nice lunch at Five Guys.
Yeah. It was good, but man, I sure hope that.
Do you got the itis? Do you got the brick in your belly?
No, I just hope that with all that grease that was all over the place, that at least it'll come out kind of quick and
loose as a goose.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like a greased goose, like grease through a goose. Take the next right. And we've hit a garage sale afterwards, and I bought this fucking giant solid wood lighthouse. At the base of it, it's still got bark on it. It's nice, hand carved. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, this is going to be like $50 or
it's
something. Like 40, 50 bucks. What did I say?
You didn't say it. There was a lamp.
It's a lamp. Yeah, it's a lamp. It doesn't have a shade. But
the base is
I'll
that
be able to find
log.
Shades. Yeah, I could go to any fucking secondhand store and get the right shade for it, or even maybe Trudy could even make a shade for it. But I don't know if it's gonna go in my room. It's like perfect for our living room area, and especially with some of this shit that her parents brought up from their cabin, their camp that they're getting ready to move out of, and so Trudy got, like, a lot of the family, like, family decorations that she wanted. So we got, like, these old drums for the wall.
Nice.
That her great-grandfather used to be in, like, a jazz band.
Of course he was.
Back in the 20s type of thing. And so they're, and we got this giant under glass in, like, a glass antique museum case, you know, rounded glass cover with probably, like, 15 stuffed birds in it, half of them being hummingbirds.
In a quarter mile,
it's incredible. It's like something out of the Addams Family house.
Oh, yeah?
It's amazing. And her father was like, I'm going to donate it to the museum. And she's like, don't you dare. Because she's just like, both her and I are like, the museum, just throw that out. It's not a museum piece. It's an our house piece.
Well, there you go. Trotto's Pizzeria.
At the light, turn right.
Come here and get the trots.
Golden Ponds. Another Golden Pond.
There's so many Golden Ponds. I just think of, like, a pond full of urine when I think of the Golden Pond. Or I think of, oh, we already made all the fucking on Golden Pond jokes last week.
Right, the Golden Shower of Hits, maybe.
Yeah. Estate sale by Colleen.
That's where we're going.
That's on Maiden Lane for half.
Colleen gets around, man. She's busy on those.
As they say in the old country, Bhutan.
Let's hope their prices are better at this one. All right. We'll see you guys later.
I bought them for a buck, less than a buck a piece. If I sell them for $5 a piece.
So we're heading to the Colleen sale. We just went to another sale. Johnny got six Five Hardy Boys and a Nancy Drew book.
Three and three, actually.
Nice hardcover ones with the art printed on the hardcover.
Three Nancy Drew and three Hardy Boys, early ones.
And
like
I...
single digits, six for $5.
Yeah, and I got maybe my favorite thing of the day. It's like, it's not a painting, it's like a glass, it's like a painting on glass of a seashore.
That guy's gonna stink in the...
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah. No sleeves. And when you, it's fiber optic, so when you, it lights up, it's like a box, you know, with a glass front with the painting on it. And it also plays ocean, like water and duck sounds and bird sounds. It's wonderful. It's some cheese. I'm spending all my money on my house this week and not...
and I'm buying
and
stuff
and not
to
for
sell.
eBay. Yeah, I know. You're getting the stuff to sell and I'm getting... I've spent way too much money this week.
Well, but as you said, you've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I've got a new house to populate and decorate.
And you're doing it very economically.
I'm doing it economically, and I'm also, like, it used to be I just got all my stuff and threw it in the house to decorate it, but now,
right,
I'm being
tasteful.
Yes, because I'm a tasteful man.
And you use big words like decor.
Yes, mise-en-scene. I'm setting a proper mise-en-scene for
like
the house.
Fuck-or.
But, like, after that first garage sale, we've been, like, pretty low on go fuck yourself today, so...
Yeah, it's just been kind of a steady stream of...
Friendly garage sales.
Lots of mothballs. Lots of mothballs.
that is true. We have smelled a lot of mothballs.
All right.
And it's hard to smell mothballs because they're so small.
Here we come, Colleen. Here comes our bullet.
Number one with a bullet.
What?
Nothing has changed. It's still the same. All right. So we just hit the estate sale by Colleen. Once again, no bargains in there, but I did buy some stuff that was not bad. I got 20 assorted UFO magazines from the early 2000s. Glossy UFO. They're all British, too. They're all UK. And,
Well, she tried to rough ride you and go $5 a piece.
Well, that's the thing is, they had what the ones that were $5 had $5 stickers on them, and these ones were just with it's a paperback, so $1. So, but she cut me $2 a piece on those.
Well, that's what they were supposed to be.
They're supposed to be $1 a piece.
Oh, really?
But I'll pay $2. I wouldn't pay $5 for those. Those were just the books. The magazines were $2 a piece. There were literally probably about 800 of them down there. Like, he must add subscriptions to, like, 5 different British UFO magazines and paranormal magazines. And I have a feeling those will go fucking great on eBay, but I don't know, you know. I'm also thinking about how they used to go, like, 10 years ago on eBay. So I bought, like, 20 of those. Got assorted some of them. I got a couple of 40 in times, which I'll keep for myself because I love 40 in times. But I'm going to basically go look those up on eBay, and if they're worth it, I got the address, so I'll be back tomorrow to clean them out at half price if it's worth it. Because this could be, if we get to half price land and those are going for like $10 a piece, I'll come in clean. I'll go hit up my bank account and empty them out and just get like boxes and boxes of them, and then I can just sell those on eBay for the next few months. But we'll see. We'll see what they go for.
We'll see, Robert. We'll see.
Sometimes with stuff like that, you got to do them in lots of 10. Or so, you know, to where people will buy them. But
space them out.
Turn right onto Mount Reed Boulevard.
All right. What did you get? Did you get anything there?
I got those 3 ink pads.
I thought you were buying cassette tapes when I saw you picking those up. I'm like, no, oh, those are cassettes.
But ink pads in general are things that are nice to have. I already have stamps and stuff, and someday I might actually make my own stamp.
It's just weird how this week, last week it was all DVDs. This week there's just, I haven't seen many DVDs.
No.
I haven't seen cassettes. Now that I have a cassette player, I haven't seen any
cassettes.
I mean,
I got a couple DVDs so far. I got the Smurf DVD. And I got those.
And the Pink Panther.
Pink Panther, and then I got the Chess box set. But yeah. I mean, it's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
All right. Well, we'll be back. It's only 1:20 p.m. As we pilot our chariot of fire... It's almost 3 o'clock. We're still finding garage sales. We found a decent one. This is a good... Once again, the only things I found to possibly sell today are those UFO magazines. But I replaced my Watchmen trade paperback.
That was a nice find.
A must-have of a comic collection. That's just... It's probably just to somebody's graduation party.
Yep.
And I got a beautiful hardbound with like the soft, puffy cover of all 5 Hitchhikers books.
Really?
To replace, I used to have it in hardcover, but just a regular hardcover. This is like the deluxe Foofy edition.
Right.
Beautifully bound. That was $10. And I was like, oh, no way. And then I was like, you know what? If I went and got all the Hitchhiker's books one at a time at garage sales, you know, like on paperback, they would cost me $10.
Right.
So, and what else did I... Oh, I got some stuff to sell here. I got a couple VHSs, and I can't remember what they are.
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, yes. That might possibly be really good.
You really do have the memory of a fruit fly.
Ever since the fire, my memory has been just terrible. Just terrible. I forgot I was doing a podcast last night until, you know, I got the notes for it from my podcast partner, and I was like, oh shit, that's right, I gotta watch three episodes of a show before 8 o'clock tonight. And I never, I have the memory of a gnat. And let's see, what else did I got? I got something on, I got a Paul Simon, There Goes Rhymin' Simon CD, which is a great album. One of his bests.
And I got some Star Wars books. I got two Star Wars book and record books for $5 a piece, although probably $4 a piece with the discount.
Oh, you did get them. Okay, good.
She gave me a discount. There was like $19 sticker, and I said $16. She took it. I could have said $15, but still, I mean, each of those Star Wars books I'm going to put $12 on, sell for $10, if not more. Also sell at the comic convention in the first hour.
Yep.
They did last time anyways. Remember those 2 years ago when I bought those at the estate sale?
Yep.
I sold those in the first hour.
I think these are in better shape than the ones you got. And we both got a hardcover storybook of Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yes, as well as...
that's look at this guy, it's Stephen Wright.
Oh man, wish I had a picture of that.
That was some fucking hair, man. He even had the look on his face like Stephen Wright. That just morose, like, slogging down the street all bedraggled.
With the shirt.
With the shirt hanging.
That red shirt just hanging off him. He's like the right shade of, like...
pasty, fishy, pale.
Yes.
And with his, like, Weird Al hair sticking out to the side.
That was pretty good, Johnson. What else was there? Oh, I got that Willow picture book, too.
Yep.
That was a nice find.
Yep. I love those picture books. And you were just like, how did you scab that Watchmen? And I'm like, I was over here while you were over there. And then, meanwhile, you're grabbing the Star Wars books.
You got to dig in, kid. I'm like, okay. Holy shit, where'd you get that?
Yep.
You told me to dig in.
Yeah, that's half the fun of it. Half the fun of it. I love watching people with their feet hanging out of their fucking convertible like they're cool till a June bug whacks them at 60 miles an hour.
Or a dragonfly or something like that.
Yep. That'll leave a nice welt.
And a stinger, too.
I think I got something else there, too, but I can't remember what it was. I got one of the DVDs, too, but I can't remember what it was.
Well,
it was something I want to watch. It wasn't something salable, it didn't look like. You never know. I look them all up anyway, because you never know.
Speaking of which, going back to last week, PSU.
Oh, PCU?
PCU.
Yeah, I looked it up. It goes for about $20, $22 on eBay. For a buck, it's good. I thought it might be a little rarer than that, but...
by the time you're done with taxes and shipping, you make $10, $12 on it.
Yeah.
Not bad for a dollar investment.
No, and that'll pay for all the DVDs I bought that day, you know?
Exactly. Or as the Fonz used to say, Exactamundo.
You'd say Exactamundo, too.
Well, once he became a teacher, it was always Correctamundo.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot about that.
Yeah, once he grew a beard, that's when he truly jumped the shark.
Did he grow a beard on Happy Days?
Oh, he got married and the whole freaking nine yards.
Oh, Jesus. Who did he marry?
What do you think? Some 80s looking chick.
Was it Pinky Tuscadero?
No.
I guess you don't marry Pinky Tuscadero.
Nobody. Well, she was a bitch on set. That's why they never brought her back.
Oh.
I love her, Tuscadero. She's a man, baby.
I forgot about Leather Tuscadero.
Right. Well, she was not the raunchette. She was in the band with, what's her name, wasn't she? Lena Ford and...
The Runaways?
I think she was part of the Runaways.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
We'll have to source that one, too.
Yeah. Well, somebody out there listening knows that for a fact. I didn't get that far in Happy Days. Like, I wasn't watching Happy Days while it was happening. I watched it when it became an afternoon rerun.
Well,
so I saw mostly, like, the old episodes. But I did see the Mork for Mork episode.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I was staying at a friend's house.
Shazbot.
That's when I'd get to see something that wasn't on CBS, was when I'd go stay at a friend's house. I'd get to see episodes of the A-Team or something like that.
Well, back in the, about 8 years or so ago, when I was unemployed and underemployed, I would watch, they had the whole series of Happy Days every day on MeTV. So Allie would finish her homework, and then we'd go watch the Happy Days for an hour every night. So she gets all my jokes now. It's too bad because, like, the first season's okay. The second season's when they get really good. But, like, they're really chopped up on the DVDs because of the rights of the songs.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's, like, unfortunately, the best seasons, like, 2, 3, and 4, especially season 2, is, like, it's edited big time.
Yeah, it's like if you get copies of, on you know, DVD or VHS of WKRP. They were playing Pink Floyd songs on there. There was, like, one with Dr. Johnny Fever passed out at the board while Dogs is playing. Woo, 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 woo.
Well, they did that with the Scooby-Doo Mysteries. Remember back in the 70s when they teamed up? The hell is that on my freaking steering wheel? Is that a bug? Just fucking hit me in the head. I got a fucking bee on me. That bee just flew and hit me in the head. Meanwhile, this guy's like, what is it? That he/she's got a mower, like, right on the edge of the freaking... We're having all sorts of fun here.
Mowing the part they don't have to mow.
Not only are we driving, we're giving it a play-by-play at the same time. A dead bee hit me in the back of the head while I'm talking.
Well, he was probably alive till he hit you in the back. It was probably the back of your head that killed him.
Blockhead.
You do have that kind of hard head, so...
Well, I guess if Mike's body is a playground,
you just sort of have that concrete dome sitting up on your neck.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's what everybody says. I'm just saying what everybody else says. That's not what I say.
You're just a freaking melon head, you know that?
Maybe.
Is this?
I'm a lemon head. It's fresh flower bouquets.
Bouquet.
That's a bouquet.
Listen here, decor.
Decor.
All right, Dake.
That's my rap name, Decor. All right.
I told you my rap name.
That guy looks like Scotty. That guy looks like all the blood is just rushing to his head right now. He's got that fat, overheated look to him. That's not what made him look like Scotty. It was the Santa Claus hair that made him look like Scotty.
63
on this street?
Yupper doodle.
All right. Well, we've got to go because we got a garage sale to go to.
Except we passed it and it's not there.
Oh, well, go fuck yourselves then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are done for the day. We just hit our final destination, which was the Village Gate Mall, where they had...
their first annual...
Yep, flea market.
Outdoor flea. Hold on.
90 to 95%. Uh-oh, is it beeping? Uh-oh. I hope that doesn't annoy anybody. Probably 90% garbage. Like, you know, new stuff for sale. But, no. There were a few... I went out on the limb and bought a $10 record of a soundtrack to a biker movie. Yep. All with one band on it. It just was sent. It was going bah, 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 bah. Because the guy had all, like, he had, like, the ones he had priced on with high prices were like Saturday Night Fever vinyl, you know, one of the most common vinyls you'll ever get. So he's like, he's pricing the music he likes and recognizes high, and everything else was like $10. But the record's in beautiful shape. And that's all I got. You got a whole shitload of kitty comics.
Well, I got a few things. I got that box set, DVD box set of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that's...
for $4.
the case is a little dinged on the corner, but outside of that, it was...
Nobody cares about that. They you know, if you're selling it on eBay, people want to watch the movies.
Right.
Know?
Whether I actually sell that or not, that's the next question.
It depends, because there's like, you know, is it going to be Enter the Dragon type Bruce Lee movies, or is it going to be some of his, you know...
Oh, it's his top four movies.
Oh, okay. Then it's top quality.
Right, and hopefully it's a good adaptation as far as quality goes. Man, can you go any slower?
They could.
You east as fuck?
They could.
Let's go get into Rumble. You're the one who keeps on talking about getting in a fight.
Come on, old lady.
Jesus.
Don't make us kick your ass.
Ugh.
They're just crawling along.
Yep.
Maybe they're looking for a date or something. I don't know.
Anyways, I also did pick up some comics. Those two Fat Albert comics I picked up for $2 a piece. They're at least $5 to $10 a piece. And then that other comic, what was that with the Dave Stevens cover? That was...
I don't know. It was something I'd never heard of before.
But Dave Stevens is blowing up.
Yeah.
That's like a $40, $50 comic all day. So that took care of basically half my spending today.
Yeah, who would have thought? And just to go out on something that I've been waiting my entire life to see, or most of my life to see... a stand, and I thought they were plastic at first, but no, they were real weed plants, with a Jamaican guy sitting out with his weed plants, and I'm like, well, what have we got here? He goes, house plants, and I said, what a nice housewarming gift, and they were beautiful. I bet you he was selling them for $50 a pop. There were people walking away with two or three of them in bags. Except they're not grown enough to, like, really, like, get... If you put them in the ground now, they wouldn't be done by the fall. So you'd have to grow them in your house, and then by the time you got them outside next summer, they'd be at the end of their life cycle. So it's hard to say what you would do with them, you know? Unless you had an indoor growing room or something. But they... I gotta say, as somebody
don't we all?
As somebody who likes marijuana, they were some beautiful plants. They were some husky, dark ass, thick
jungle plants.
They were fucking gorgeous, gorgeous, and just grown in like his backyard dirt. Mwah, chef's kiss. And I just looked at the guy and I'm like, I've been waiting for. You know, 30, 40 years to see this happening in America. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way to end today's gloat.
With
a little fluffy plate in the background, little ween, little brown sprinkled on top of everything.
What's that?
Oh, that's garbage. That's all handmade crafts at that place. Overpriced. Handmade craft, fancy schmancy, bloopity bloppity bullshit.
So what's the opposite of a chef's kiss? Is it thumbs down?
Opposite of a chef's kiss is a chef's dick in the soup.
I thought you were going to say like a one.
A chef's dick is what that's called.
One finger salute?
That's right. It's the dirty dish bowl.
True story.
The sexy stirrer.
My grandfather, a true off-the-boat Sicilian eggplant with, like, hairy knuckles like an orangutan, went to my...
So a slob?
No, he's just...
I'm using the fish term.
I know. Well, he did have a fish like a mackerel, but... Anyways... They brought out a lemon bowl for him to, like, soak his fingers.
Yeah.
And he freaking slopped the whole thing.
He drank it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, my fingers are fine, but my breath is awful.
Oh, it's like, oh, thank you. Lemon water. Chug a lug.
It's lucky they didn't put a little few drops of Dawn in there so that he'd be on the crapper the rest of the night.
Or he'd be like Curly from the Three Stooges and start burping out bubbles.
Or he'd be like your dog scooting across the floor with his ass. All right. Garage Sale Gloat. A month of Garage Sale Gloat in the can.
Well, we got one more. Actually, because, yeah, next Saturday will be the first.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is our fourth one. This is our fourth one. So we've gotten four in a row with beautiful weather. Looked like it was going to rain at first. Then it totally did not. Plenty of garage sales. Plenty of action. Plenty of adventure. I even found some stuff to sell. So it's been a good day. A good day. All right. Until next week. We will see you later. And no go fuck yourself music this week. We'll go with a prayer to Grom.
Praise Grom.